This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarian. Everything that could go wrong, possibly, just went wrong. Rich is 5 minutes stuck in traffic. And we cannot get the show started for some reason. It was a problem with YouTube. But we're on. We're here. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I'm solo for the beginning of the show. So I'm going to be chatting with you guys in the chat. Also, our producer, MG, is here. How you doing, Matt?
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful after the Mets yesterday.
Yes, you were giddy. You were excited.
Jeez, we had to win that. Listen, I'm all about baseball. It's October. New York's in the postseason. I got to be all about baseball right now. And then I come back and I'm like, look, I'm all about wrestling. I'm not a football guy. I appreciate football. I'll watch it, but it's not my sport. I like hockey. I think football is the only thing I'm not really super into.
Congratulations on your Rangers beating my Red Wings last night.
Yes, the Rangers had a good game, too. Our New York City financier, Robert Rowe, was at that game. He was messaging me from there.
Of course he was.
But fun weekend, man. There was some really good wrestling. Wrestle Dream, I really enjoyed the show. You know, it's fascinating to me. When you watch without the distraction of other people's opinion, how you tend to either like something that you normally wouldn't, or you go totally the opposite way. I did not see the discourse while I was watching the show. Okay, I was watching with the kids. I was watching my wife. I also passed out halfway through the show. I fell asleep. I had a very long Saturday. So I fell asleep somewhere in the middle of the show. So I had to watch a lot of it the following morning because we were recording a show. And man, you know what? I enjoyed the show. I liked most of it. And then I go online and I see the discourse and I'm like, a lot of people didn't like it. I don't know why. What did you think? Because you watched that show live.
I watched it live, but unlike you, and I told you this, I passed out for like an hour because I was so up because my Tigers played during the afternoon. So it changed my day and I was exhausted too. I dozed off right at the beginning of the triple threat match.
Yeah.
So
is that when you fell asleep?
That. Yeah.
So I watched that with the kids. That was the one that my kids loved. Okay, they love that. My daughter loves Ospreay. My son was really into him. You know, like, and again, I see it from a very different perspective. I see it as the perspective of the future of pro wrestling because these are the people that are going to be watching in 10 years, 15 years. They're going to be the ones that they're going to be profiting off of. And when my kids tend to enjoy something, I stop and I try to analyze, like, okay, what is it about this? Dominic Mysterio is a great example of this. From the beginning of this whole feud, when he got really over, my kids were really connected to that character. So sometimes it's not about me. Sometimes it's about what's the better product and overall what people appreciate. And that's how I see wrestling. I saw this as a fantastic, fantastic show. As far as, you know, wrestling went, they did stuff to continue storylines, which I liked. They made the right call of Bobby Lashley not showing up because of all the surprises that we had already, which we're going to talk about when Rich gets in here. But I'm just going to take a poll in the chat, right? I got about 100 and something people here. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Joel Pearl. I can confirm the best way to watch every wrestling show is on your own schedule. Yes. It should not
be a
chore.
That's actually true.
Also, you know what? I do think that's an interesting assessment, right? Because a lot of it is FOMO. So you're even in periods that, like, maybe you're a little preoccupied. Maybe you're not in the best mood. Maybe you're not really into the show. But you're going to watch it because of FOMO. You don't want other people to experience it and know what they're talking about, and you're still behind.
Okay, so we got like seven chats on this so far, and more than that, and they're all.
Well, that's obviously because everybody's on the TonyCon payroll in this chat room. That's why, right?
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. You guys, did you get your checks this week?
No, mine is delayed. Actually, my check is delayed. You know, they hold back my checks every time I put a scoop out there. So every time I say Fox, they're gonna they hold the check for another week. That's how it works. I thought it was fine, dude. We're going to break it down. Rich just entered the house. I'm sure he's getting himself a coffee or something. And he's coming here. But let's start up with Zero Hour. Brian Cage defeated Atlantis Jr. to win the Ring of Honor TV title. I totally forgot this was for a title when I was watching it. And I was like, why are they doing so many near falls? I'm like, that's so weird to do so many near falls in this opening match on Zero Hour. But it was because it was for the title. Brian Cage is now the Ring of Honor TV champion. I hope they do something positive with him. He's a big, beefy guy.
I just wish... I really want ROH to be more involved. You know what I mean?
In where?
I wish... just if you're going to put them on AEW, I would like to... I still wish it would be more accessible to watch it. That's all.
You mean so you're not subscribing to Honor Club for $9.99 a month?
That'd be a negative.
Yeah. Listen, dude, Ring of Honor is fascinating. I do think, is there a place for Ring of Honor in the world of pro wrestling in 2025? Yeah, 100%. If they were on
but it's such a niche thing,
if they were a little bit more accessible, would I watch it weekly? Maybe. I there are guys out there, Joel Pearl, all the guys at Fightful, all the ladies at Fightful. They watch a lot of specific niche wrestling content, and they follow it. They follow the indies, they follow MLW, they follow TNA. Not that TNA's niche or Ring of Honor's niche, right? But it's the second and third. Oh, hello. Big hello to you, sir.
Hi.
No, he's here.
Baba Boo. He Baba Booed me, dude. Rich is getting settled in here. But there are tons of third and fourth and fifth, even New Japan. I have to carefully craft that into my schedule.
Speaking of indies, RIP Bussy.
Excuse me? What did you just call me? He told me to show him my pussy.
Allie Cash and Effie had that fallout, and I was referring to
yes.
that.
Yes, I know. he's using all these terms now, this 50-something-year-old man. He's using Gen Alpha terms and Gen Z terms. He's like, I want to see a pussy. I'm like, that's not, you're using that wrong. I mean, you're using it right, but no. Rich just comes in. I was doing a straight show, and then Rich shows up, and it goes to shit.
I bring the ruckus.
You bring the ruckus.
Bring the ruckus.
How are you? What's up?
Chaos.
Let me put my little doodad in. Let me put my doohickey in. Plug into the Matrix. Mm.
You know, in all these years that we've done the shows, you know how many times we've started a show with you coming in? I want to say like two.
This is the second time.
This is like the second time we've done this in 15 years. Can you do me a favor, MG? Yeah. While we do this, while I continue talking, can you align Rich in the show?
Center Rich. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Please give him an alignment. How you doing, Rich?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. We were talking about the pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah?
We just started. You liked it.
I really, really enjoyed it.
Okay. We were just summarizing. I took a poll in the chat. The chat loved it.
Oh, very nice.
And then MG asked me to show him my bussy, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then that's where we're at. We're caught up now.
Excellent. Thanks
that's
for the
recap. That's a crazy thing to ask me at 10:42 in the morning, dude. That's nuts.
You actually let him talk on air?
Yeah. See, and that's what happened. Now he's off. Sean hit the button. He just texted me. He's like, cut him off.
The anti-MG button.
Yeah. They have one at Fightful. Jimmy Van installed it in everybody's studio. Let's start off. Anna Jay defeated Harley Cameron. This was a wacky ending where the referee pushed Harley Cameron's shoulders down for the pin.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
that was why? just count.
Hey, listen.
We got a match that I did not think I would enjoy as much as I did. I was so into this. The Acclaimed defeated MXM Collection. Mansoor and
that
and,
was fun.
And what was Madden's name before?
In WWE?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They went, what did they call him at the last, like the last run?
When he was with Dijak?
No, not with Dijak.
Okay. Oh, I don't remember.
When he was with Mansoor, when they first did the Maximum Male Models.
I don't remember.
The chat, I'm sure, is going to tell me here. Mace.
Yeah. For some reason, the first word that popped into my head was Rageaholic.
Rageaholic?
I was like, oh, he was the Rageaholic.
He was an angry dude.
Is there an indie wrestler called the Rageaholic?
There has to be.
Amazing.
There's a lot of alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of the 90s
Mace.
Indie locker room. Yeah, Mansoor and Mason Madden showed up with Rico Constantino.
How wild is that?
First of all, I love this gimmick. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says. You can talk all the shit you want.
Yeah.
But Mansoor and Madden are unbelievable together.
Oh, yeah.
I get such a kick out of it. That would be the gimmick I would come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was booking in my wacky way, like, I'm like, oh, no, that's the one.
You know what could have been?
What?
What could have been if you really tried to insert yourself?
Yeah.
The third man could have been Enchante.
The third man definitely could have been Enchante. But you know what? I had to kill the gimmick.
I know.
Velveteen Dream ruined it. It was too close.
I know.
Terrible. He's doing indies now. You see that?
Terrible. It was a great show. I
like this. This was fun. You got Daddy Ass and Rico, and he ate a Famouser, and Rico looked insane.
Yeah. Wasn't a quote that he said on Saturday night, and correct me if I'm wrong, but he goes, "That's the guy that tried to get me to marry a dude."
Is that what he said?
I think he said that. Yeah. Right, MG? Am I right about that? He did say something.
I didn't
like
hear that.
That
part, but I was like watching with the kids, so I was like in and out.
Okay.
We had a fun Saturday, by the way.
It was a fun time.
Impromptu, the godparents came. You
great
came
time.
With Magda.
That's right, yeah.
Magda was here.
The good godparents.
The good godparents. the other ones, wacky. Coco and Michelle?
I don't acknowledge them.
Coco and Michelle? Michelle's out of her mind. He should be institutionalized.
He's from another planet.
Planet of the Apes.
Uh-huh.
That's where he lives. Come here, shake my hand.
He's very
He has the apish, apish hands.
He does.
I don't know if any of you guys know who I'm talking about. If you're an old school Andrew Zarian viewer, then you definitely know who he is. Just ape-shaped hands. It's unbelievable. I like this. I like this match. The match was fine. It was fun. It was a fun match.
Yeah.
It was everything I want to see out of Mansoor. I want to know where Mansoor gets those trunks. Because I need that to work out with my Persian clubs now.
I'm sure we can get... Didn't you get in touch with him real quick? Like when he went to the Indies?
No. We were talking and he was supposed to come on and my life turned upside down.
Yeah.
When my mom sent me to live with my aunt and uncle.
That's right, yeah.
In Bel Air, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was out of... It was,
how'd that go? Insane.
Not well. I did not fit in there. I gotta tell you. It was weird. We also got Tony Khan introducing Antonio Inoki's grandsons. Now this got wacky because Tony Khan did his yell.
Yes.
Which I look forward to every time he speaks.
Listen, I will never make fun of this man. I love the way this guy yells. He is great. Can you do the yell?
Listen, everybody! We're here for Rampage! Right? Isn't that it?
You do a fantastic Tony Khan impression.
I'm just going to... We're going to do the Kai and Tai lip dub, and it's just going to be me doing it. He's going to be talking over me.
What would it take for you to shave your beard and curl your hair into like Tony Khan's hairstyle?
Oh, man.
And then when you do, like, you could just cosplay as Tony Khan.
It would require so much money because my wife has told me never shave my beard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She saw me once.
Yeah.
She said, don't ever do that.
Well, when we started Mad Men, you had a goatee.
I had a goatee.
Yeah.
So did everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody had a goatee.
That's sweet.
It was a time.
Goatee.
I had a sweet ass goatee, dude. And then I just grew the beard.
Yeah. Yeah. The beard looks good, but I'm saying,
it's
like,
too much. It's too much right now.
I think it should go further.
You think long?
Yeah, dude. I want you. Yeah. I want Andrew Zarian.
I start getting profiled very quickly.
A ZZ Top beard. That, right on your face.
That might work, actually. Like, ZZ Top would
super
work.
Super long, dude.
I would love it. They start asking me to bless them. It becomes a whole thing here. Tony Khan comes out with Antonio Inoki's grandkids and does not go over too well. They wanted to do... What he wanted was the Antonio Inoki chant.
Right.
And listen, man, I'm a P1 wrestling fan.
You're a wrestling fan.
I am as mm-hmm. as hardcore as they come. Without being a crazy person,
mm-hmm.
I don't know this. Like
right.
I know it. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a say. Like I don't know it, and I guarantee you, those people in Washington, none of them knew it either.
Yeah.
And it was really wacky. It did not work out too well.
Hey, listen, does it matter?
Does it matter?
I know some people were like, "Oh, this is what I paid for." Dude, it was like 2 minutes.
I know. I'm like, all right, so it didn't work out. All right? They tried.
Fine. It's fine.
The Outrunners, Turbo Floyd and
yes.
Truth Magnum, our team. Dude, those guys are great.
It is great, yeah.
they came out, and my wife looks at me, and she goes, that is something you be into.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, you know me so well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, right up my alley, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Over the top, 1980s wrestling characters.
Yep. Muscles.
Muscles. I like that one.
Yeah.
Just a very quick Just one
busting,
that he does.
Busting it open.
Yeah. Orange Cassidy and Kyle O'Reilly with Rocky Romero defeated John Silver, Alex Reynolds, Tony Nese, Arya Daivari, and Evil Uno. With Evil Uno, Mark Sterling and Josh Woods, the Outrunners were so over here. Is it Turbo Floyd's hometown that they were in? One of them.
Yeah, it was one of them. There's a lot of guys from the Washington area.
There's a lot of guys from Long Island, and there's a lot of guys from the Washington area. It's like the it's so
both
weird.
Ends of the country.
And then
yeah.
Tampa.
And nobody in the middle.
And nobody in the middle. It's just Tampa, mm-hmm. New York, and Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
They don't count.
Who are the Young Bucks?
From Rancho Cucamonga?
Yeah, what kind of place is Rancho Cucamonga?
I love taking a phone call. Like, that's one of my, like, fake phone calls that I do.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, oh, Jim from Rancho Cucamonga, you're on the air. Never happened. Never had a caller from there.
So the Outrunners are over.
Yeah, very over. Very over. Love it. Renee interviews Okada backstage. Again, I like to gauge these things now. I have a very unique perspective, and I take, and this is so cool for me because I watch with my kids and I watch with my wife whenever there's these big shows, and I get to see their perspective on it. Jess has fallen in love with Okada.
He's a man.
She knows the name.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, who is he?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, that's Okada.
Yeah.
He's perfect.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, he's so funny.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, nobody knew. He's out there with Renee. He says that he's cleared, but he's there just to support the Young Bucks. He's approached by Kyle O'Reilly, who asked for a title match. And Okada tells him, no, bitch.
So good.
So he slaps Okada. Why'd you spell Okada like it's 1996 and it's your AOL username, dude? Way too many capitals in that spelling.
I think he was trying to be sarcastic about the name.
Oka. Duh. That's how he spelled it. And they start brawling. Christopher Daniels kicks them both out of the building. Main show.
That's fun. Main
Go
show.
Go ahead, Rich.
All right. Switchblade Jay White defeated Hangman Adam Page. I loved this match. I thought it was great. Hangman is in a unique position because he's so nuts that he doesn't need to win.
And it, yeah. And a lot of people were saying, like, he should have won, right? Yeah. Like, why is he losing so much?
This is where Jay White needs to be, on a winning streak, on his way to the title.
I think it really, if you think about it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think either one of them should be losing. But it would hurt Jay White so much more to lose here than it would Adam Page. Because Adam Page is so over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did a mega match. That's a great big time match.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's going to lead to something, and these guys are going to wrestle more and more.
Oh, yeah.
But Jay White would be important for that stadium show.
Yes.
And I think setting him up now as, you know, they're top tier, you know, healthy. They're healthy top tier.
Unbelievable.
Let's break this down, okay?
Unbelievable.
You got Hangman Page, right? Mm-hmm. Top tier. Hangman, Swerve, Jay White. You're elevating him.
Mm-hmm. Mox.
Moxley. Osprey.
Mm-hmm.
MJF. Let's do maybe Adam Cole now.
We said Swerve, right?
We said Swerve.
Okay.
Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Am I missing
that's
anybody
a monster else? Monster.
Okada.
Okada.
Great.
That's a monster main event lineup right there.
That's a huge main. I mean, to have nine.
Throw Darby in there, too.
I'm gonna hold Darby off because he should be in there and he will be in like in a month. But to have nine top tier guys like that, mm-hmm. like real, any of them could be world champion. Yeah. Nine of them, that says a lot.
Yeah,
you don't normally get that. Adam Copeland, 10.
Christian,
maybe. You know what though? I don't.
Legacy.
He has throw legacy. He has a fine Christian, 11, you know, top guy. He's going to get a title shot. You know, you have a very unique main event.
Yeah.
You know, it's so many main eventers, but they're not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They all go away. What's going to happen in January when all these guys are in? I'm not saying Kenny's back in January. I he's coming back, obviously.
You're like, whoa.
Right? And I don't know if when Copeland's injuries is clear, but he is working out.
Yeah.
When they all return super healthy,
oh, forget
that it. Is a you, that's Momentum.
That's momentum.
Now momentum. So I'm not saying it's going to be an overnight change in the ratings, but yeah. You know what? A few points here, a few points there. Now you're building to your attendance.
Yeah.
You got a very healthy roster. Instead of having 2,500 people in the building, maybe now you have 3,200 people in the building. It yeah. shifts.
It's definitely shifting in the direction of a little more edgy, too.
Listen, WWE is the same thing.
Yeah.
They have totally shifted their business. Their top tier is very high up there.
Yeah.
Drew, Roman. Seth, Roman, Punk, Gunther.
Cody.
Who is their mega? Who's like their top? It's Cody.
It's Roman, dude.
Cody, Roman, yeah. Right? Cody, Roman, Punk.
Did you watch SmackDown?
Seth Drew, yeah. Right? Yeah. Is that fair? Without insulting anybody, they're like their real top tier.
Did you watch
Lesnar when he's about?
Did you watch SmackDown?
I did watch SmackDown.
Okay.
Yeah.
How happy was the crowd to see a babyface Roman?
I'm trying to gauge like how excited they are.
Yeah. I think he's like, I would have said Cody up until the Roman return, but
I don't like the new theme.
For Roman?
Yeah.
I think the crowd could not wait to start sharing this guy.
Dude, he's fantastic. Like, he's really, they made a mega star out. They said that they were going to do it, and they did it.
Isn't that wild?
Listen, when the machine likes you, you know? On the women's side, Rhea, obviously, mm-hmm. someone said in the chat room, she's the best.
Yeah.
She's incredible. So, let's continue with this. Okada, he called him a bitch. It was fine. Main show, we got Jay White defeating Hangman Page. Very good match. Mariah May defeated Willow Nightingale to retain the AEW Women's title. I like this match, too. Willow's a star.
Yeah, Willow is a star. I enjoyed this a lot.
Yeah.
It's sad that nobody asked Mariah May a question at the media scrum.
Yeah. Dude, that room was... it was a very light room, and... It was just a weird scrum.
I would have hopped up on there and started rapping.
Oh, yeah, you would have been like... You would have rapped. You would have done a rap song. Yeah. You would have done it.
I would have went old school. I would have been like, Mariah, can we sing Run DMC's Tricky? And it would have been gangbusters.
Jack Perry defeated Shibata to retain the title. I did not like this match.
It was good. This is around the time of the show where I was kind of like dipping in and out a little bit. Like I was making dinner.
Yeah.
I was just like doing house stuff.
I like that we give the perspective of why we like certain things or why we dislike certain things with the pretense of, like, this is what I was doing at that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't hear a lot of people do that. I like to always lay it out, be like, listen, this is my opinion and this is why.
Exactly, yeah.
I did not love this match, but we did get a lot out of the ending.
Yes.
So after the match, Perry attacked from behind. He caught him with the belt shot to the face. Daniel Garcia ran to the ring and went face-to-face with Perry. Perry would bail. Then this was set up MJF's return, who took advantage of the attack.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he went to Buffalo and bought back his pawned ring. And he's going to make Garcia kiss it.
Mm-hmm.
Then Adam Cole's music hit. Cole would run to the ring. He ran. And MJF, it was like he saw a ghost and he bailed.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam Cole's back.
Good.
All right.
How do you feel about babyface Adam Cole?
They abandoned that entire story.
Yeah.
I guess they... Listen, I hated that program.
Okay. The comedy program between him and MJF.
It sucked.
Okay.
It sucked to me. I know there's a lot of people that liked it, and I don't see how.
Yeah.
But that's your perspective. I did not like any of it. I hated the fact that you took two people that were historically separated, and there's no legitimate relationship that we know of with the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you made him into best friends.
Yep.
And you forced me to try. You forced this belief into people saying like, oh no, they're best friends. How could he do that to his best friend? They're not best friends. They're both diabolical heels.
Right.
That want the same thing.
Do you prefer Hangman as a heel?
Hangman or Adam Cole?
Adam Cole.
Yeah. I always,
the Adams confuse me, by the way.
You know what? And you know what? Vince was right for one thing. Too many Adams. Everybody needs a different name. You can't have two Steves on the same roster.
Braun Strowman. Braun Breaker.
There's too many Braun's.
Mm-hmm.
So many. No more Adams.
No more Adams.
Adam Page. Adam Cole. Adam Hopkins.
Adam
doing
Copeland.
PR for them. Adam Copeland. I would change Adam Hopkins' name.
Really?
That's who gets the name change.
Oh, boy. So even backstage, you only have one name.
Yeah, of course.
I very rarely meet another Rich.
How about Dix? You know any dicks?
I know a lot of dicks. I know a lot of dicks. No, I've never really met like a guy who goes by Dick.
I don't think either. I don't know too many Richards.
I like being the number one Rich.
I get really weirded out when I encounter another Andrew.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like it's weird for me.
There's a few out there.
There's a few out there.
Yeah, and especially because you don't like to be called Andy.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Like I'm not the guy to be like, hey, dude, don't fucking call me that. But it's such an aggressive response.
Don't fucking call me Andy.
I'll fucking choke somebody. I'll choke somebody.
Would you be upset if we were at the next show together and somebody was just like, oh, ADZ, what's up?
You know who does? I get a lot of from people from the UK. They love to call me Andy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And I constantly tell them that that's like a real bad insult in America.
I tell them the Eastern Europeans.
Yeah, don't call me Andy. All the Eastern Europeans that it's like a real terrible insult.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why can't I call you Andy?
Why can't I call you Andy? Except Andy, the Persian musician. He's the only Andy.
Andy Dwadala. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Yeah. All right. So we got MJF. He came in. Mm-hmm. He scared. Adam Cole scared MJF and he ran away like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Perfect. Takeshita, Ospreay, Ricochet. Now, this was the match of the night for my kids.
Yeah.
My daughter said, I hate Takeshita. And I said, why? He goes, he has a stupid face. I want Will Ospreay to win. Those were her exact reasoning. She did not care for him or Ricochet. Did not want him. Did not understand why he won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Takeshita's awesome.
She loved Will Ospreay. And I said, why? He goes, he's good looking.
Oh, okay.
So she said.
All right.
Yeah.
The Kyle Fletcher turn was interesting because I would have sworn it would have been Ricochet.
You know what? They did a good job at teasing that.
Yeah, you know?
And I thought that would have been interesting to see them do that. But Kyle Fletcher coming out with Don Callis ran out with a screwdriver, couldn't take the opportunity. Then Kyle Fletcher shows up, hits him with a screwdriver, then hits a Tiger Driver.
Yeah.
And Takeshita is a champion. Great pick.
AEW is becoming a heel company.
Sometimes you need that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You don't have to go home happy every time.
Yeah.
Takeshita, by the way, is defending the title at Maple Leaf Pro against Josh Alexander.
How good is that? How good is that going to be?
It's going to be fantastic. Josh Alexander is really a remarkable. We've had him on twice. He's fantastic.
Phenomenal guy.
We got, so Kyle Fletcher turned on Ospreay. Swerve Strickland makes his return. Prince Nana comes out and he's selling his coffee.
Yeah.
Here comes Swerve. They announce that he's hurt, but he's cleared. Mm-hmm. Here comes MVP and Shelton. They do a confrontation. Shelton tells him to join his group.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm never going to join your group. And him and Shelton have a face-to-face and they leave.
I can't stress this enough. I love seeing Shelton on TV.
Dude, I love seeing Shelton
on TV. Honestly, this is my honest opinion, and don't poo-poo on it. There's something extremely lovable about Shelton Benjamin, and I've always gotten a kick of seeing him on TV.
He's always had that.
Yeah.
You know, like, we talk about, like, who are your mid-card, like, favorites as a kid? Like, 1995, 96, you know, who was Savio Vega? He was my fucking favorite. I love Savio.
You got him right there.
He was here somewhere.
He's behind you somewhere.
Yeah. My wife's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell people. You know, I'm like, have you seen my wife's uncle? He was a famous wrestler in Puerto Rico.
You could probably get him to come here.
Savio?
To hang out.
Oh, man. I love him to come here and hang out. Hit me with a couple poppies. I'm in. I'm in. But Shelton, you know, he was remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big boy, too, doing some crazy stuff. It really is shocking. He never really got a chance. I think if it was today...
Oh, for sure.
Could you make that argument that Shelton Benjamin could have been a world champion today? No doubt about it.
Yeah.
We were still in a very weird time when he was coming up.
For sure.
And, you know, it was a time where a lot of people made excuses on why people couldn't be champion.
Yeah.
That's less and less. I think he one of the best talents that they had, really, from the OVW, that he was part of that OVW graduating class, you know? He came with all those guys. So having him in AEW is great. He's 47 years old. The guy could still go. This is going to lead to him. He's wrestling on us tomorrow?
Who?
Leo Rush.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You think that's going to happen, or is that going to lead into them getting Leo Rush to be part of the group? Or Leo Rush brings in Bobby Lashley?
Yeah, because Leo and Lashley were teamed up.
Yeah.
Isn't that when he would, like, shake his butt? Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know that was Vince. He's like, show him your ass. You know that.
That sounds like an intern deacon joke.
Oh, that intern deacon joke is so good.
I do love it a lot. I'm excited. I want to see where this goes.
Shawn Michaels.
I
want to see.
I can't do it.
No, this is the wrong show for it. You can't be doing this on Beyond the Bell on
Fightful.
I'll
do it on Mad Men on Friday.
Yeah. Anyway. Lashley, dude. Lashley's gonna show up, man. You know what I want them to do?
Hmm.
If anybody from AEW is listening to this show, and I know you're listening.
Oh, is this a wacky one or is this like a real one?
It's a wacky one.
Okay.
Please do this for me.
Oh, no.
Construct some kind of comet-like transportation so that in the next show, it goes across the arena and you have like a light trail and everything. So okay. It looks like a comet is in the arena.
Okay.
Right? Have it land at the stage and open up. And Bobby Lashley's in it.
Comes out of the rock.
Like, but he's in like Terminator pose. You know how like when Terminator shows up and then he just stands up and goes boom and destroys like the comet he's in.
I think, you know what?
And then flames behind him.
I want him to come out of a rock every single week. Yeah. I think with a simpler way, actually, to be honest. Like yours is a little much.
It's a lot of production.
I think they should have like the egg like they had for that Survivor Series, but it's a rock and he just smashes out of the rock every time. He is made out of rocks, that man.
Guys, a comet with Bobby Lashley inside it showing up is, let's do it.
Lashley's comet?
Lashley's comet. Boom. Yeah. And give him like some real fucking badass music.
All right. Hologram defeated the Beast Mordos in a 2 out of 3 pinfall match. Like I said, that's Tony Khan.
The Beast Mordos are hologram.
Hologram, but Beast Mordos, can you imagine Beast Mordos is Tony Khan?
He just like takes, they show him backstage taking the fucking helmet off.
Yeah. Hologram defeat him. This was a great match. I had a lot of fun with this.
That was fun.
The match was here also to promote Fox Sports in Mexico. The TV deal is done.
Yeah.
They start on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was fun. Darby Allin defeating Brody King. That was a good match.
That was a good match, but you know what? I felt nothing here.
They have a lot of charisma with each other. I think it could have gone a little bit longer.
PW Insider Women's 250 was released, by the way. Tony Storm was number 1. Jordan Grace is number 2. Rhea 3.
Interesting.
So those are your top 3 right there.
Mm-hmm.
Micah from Stardom, number 4. And Stephanie Vicaire is number 5.
Oh, very cool. Cadillac Carson says, what is this Mad Men content?
I don't know. It's a crazy
Sorry,
show.
Guys. It's the caffeine. I showed up very caffeinated this morning.
I like this match with Mordos, dude.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He's great. Toros is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Where are we at now? Young Bucks defeating Private Party to retain the AEW. I was in and out of this a little bit.
It was okay.
I was finishing up my cooking.
Yeah, I. It was fine. Mm-hmm. You know, Private Party just keeps losing.
Yeah. Again. A lot of folks have said that they should have won right there.
I don't know. You know, here's the problem. They've not been like you. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I get that. But why not have like 6 weeks where they're winning on TV?
Sure. Or
give me 6 weeks of them on TV and you're presenting them as like, oh, this is a new type of Private Party. This is a new team now. Look at the wins that they're getting. Look who they're beating. Look what they're doing. You could have done that. You didn't.
Yeah.
Instead, they won one match and then they were in a title match on the pay-per-view.
You know what's needed, I think, and I'm pretty positive you will agree with me. I want more tag team friction between teams.
Okay.
Right? Where yes, we love the Outrunners. Yes, we love Private Party. Yes, we like the Young Bucks, et cetera, FTR. But I want more like friction. A great example.
Okay.
Briscoe's in FTR.
Great friction.
Holy shit.
Fantastic.
Like, what friction? Or even a few years ago, you know, Bucks Hardys.
Sure.
You know? Bucks FTR. Like a lot of, we need friction between the teams.
I didn't feel friction. The friction was that 5 years ago, they beat the Bucks.
Right.
That was the story here.
Yeah.
You know, it was what it was. This I did not love. Mark Briscoe defeated Chris Jericho. Big Bill. People hated this.
Yeah.
Did they hate it because of the match, or did they hate it because for Chris Jericho's dislike now?
I think they hated it more for Chris Jericho. The thought of Chris Jericho winning the prestigious Ring of Honor title drove a lot of people to madness.
He'd be a 2-time champion.
Yes.
He'd be a two-time Ring of Honor champion.
I think it drove people to madness.
I guess so. I don't see the Chris Jericho. Like, forget about his political beliefs. Forget about all that shit, okay? But the dude is still going out there, and he's still putting on these bangers. I mean, he's still putting on good matches. They're not terrible.
You know,
did you see someone ask him where he was on January 6th? I got such a kick out of that. That was hysterical.
The best. That's always,
he should have answered it.
That was always my my icebreaker question.
Where were you? Hey, MG.
That's how we interviewed MG for the job.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not on air, so he couldn't
even answer.
Public can't even hear you defend yourself.
Yeah. John Moxley with Marina Shafir defeated Brian Danielson to win the AEW World Championship. I thought this was incredible.
Wonderful.
Great open. The way it started,
yeah,
where Tony got every penny's worth of Final Countdown.
Oh, my God.
Because they let it play,
yeah,
while they were battling ringside.
Mm-hmm.
They were incredible. And what a guy to beat him, you know? And did you see the last guy from Raw was Seth Rollins? The last guy from SmackDown was Roman, and the last guy in AEW is Mox.
The Shield, man.
The Shield.
He went out on his back for the Shield.
Listen, and you know what? Think about this. When that group came in, they told you this was special. 2013.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you knew immediately that this was special. And do you remember the first criticism of them where they did that promo? It was a sit-down promo, and everybody was trying to figure out, like, who's going to be successful in this.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, Seth can't talk, really. He's not a good talker. And Ambrose is the talker. Like, that's should be the talker. Dean Ambrose is the guy. And they're like, no, but it's going to be Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. He's the future. Like, all three of them.
Yeah, all three of them.
Every single person in that group. And what a different dynamic it would have been if it was Chris Hero.
That's the other big complaint when the Shield debuted.
That it wasn't Chris Hero. It
should have been Chris Hero instead of, like, oh, who's this guy? Because, listen, indies, right?
Yeah. They were both indie darlings.
Tyler Black.
Yeah.
John Moxley, right? Yeah. Like, indie darlings. You're excited. First NXT champion, right? Seth Rollins?
No.
First FCW champion?
No. Seth, and then Big E got it. Yeah,
I was right,
Seth
right?
got it, then Big MG? E, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Ambrose, beloved by the indies, he had I think this was 2011. He had whatever the PC was at that time, he had a impromptu training match with CM Punk.
Yes.
And it wowed the entire audience.
Yeah.
You know, and he spoke very highly of the guy. It's very fascinating how we're here now. And there was a promo, I do believe, on Raw when Mox/Ambrose says, titles don't matter to me, and he put his title in a bag.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing
on
Saturday night.
Yeah.
How long was this match?
That's a good question. 30 minutes? 30-something minutes? 32 minutes?
MG, how long was this match? The main event. Okay. Our official timekeeper.
Official timekeeper. He said, what did you say? 27 minutes.
27 minutes.
Yeah.
I was so caffeinated at this point. I had a late night big cup of coffee.
Oh, man. You were
just
going bonkers.
Just to stay up. I feel like time dilated for me, and I could have sworn this match was about 45 minutes long.
Maybe with the ending. So at the end, they beat him, and the big swerve was that Wheeler Yuta turned on Danielson. They put the bag over his head. Out came everybody to save him. Darby was a big part in this.
Yeah.
And the entire locker room came out, all the baby faces to help, and that's where we left off. Being stretchered out of the building. I did not have a problem with this. A lot of people were upset. They wanted to end it on a high note, but sometimes you need a dastardly heel to do something heinous to continue a story. But what was interesting was on commentary, they kept alluding, especially Tony Schiavone, kept alluding that who's making Moxley do this?
Right.
Who's making him do this? You know, this is a very different Mox. You know, what does that mean? Even he told me this isn't your company anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Who's making them do this?
Who's the third man?
God, I hope it's Shane.
Do you think it's Shane?
God, I hope it's Shane.
Do you think? Okay, so this is the part of the show that I like to call What Andrew Think.
Yeah, okay. Give me what Andrew Think.
What does Andrew think about Shane McMahon being the outside benefactor.
I want him involved in every program.
Every angle?
Every angle.
Like
Shane is part of the Young Bucks team. He's part of the Elite. He hangs out with Okada. He hangs out with Okada. He's part of the Dark Order.
He's the guest ref for Adam Cole MJF.
Yeah. He's also a really, really spooky guy in the House of Black. He comes out with like the makeup and everything.
I would love that. I fucking love that. If they were like, we got a new member, and it's
Gothic Shane.
It's Goth Shane.
My daddy doesn't love me, Shane.
He never threw the ball at me.
Oh my God.
What Andrew thinks?
I don't know, man. Listen, the other conspiracy here is that it's Sami Callihan. A lot of people talk to Sami Callihan. I don't want it to be Sami Callihan.
Like the return, because Moxley did trademark Switchblade Conspiracy.
Yeah.
But why would that, like, it would be cool, yes.
I don't know. Right? I don't want that.
But you want something.
I want something mega.
You want impact because of the way this ended. There's a brutal ending.
Yeah.
You know, like this was a brutal ending. Excalibur legitimately crying.
Yeah.
You know, brutal ending. I'm sure Danielson was like, nah, this is how I'm going out. Like, I don't have to win in my hometown. It's fine. You know?
Carson says, Shane cutting a rap with the Acclaimed. Yes. Oh, love that.
So good.
Yeah. He just does everything that the other guys do.
Mm-hmm. Does a Rainmaker.
He does a Rainmaker. He does that.
I really enjoyed the ending. Did you feel like it was too brutal?
It wasn't because
choking Danielson.
You know, Danielson is my favorite. I mean, he's really my favorite wrestler today.
Yeah.
Right? For years. He is the epitome of everything.
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere, but I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas Best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas. Point your toes west.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I like about pro wrestling, his style is exactly that.
Yeah.
I saw this as everything Danielson would want on his exit. This is how he would want to exit. Murder me, and then I'll come back.
Yeah.
You know, this was exactly what he wanted. This was not a finish. And again, this match was for him. The title was for him. It was to honor him. So you know what? This is what he wanted to do. And he set John Moxley up as a really heinous heel. This company, you know, if you think about all the bad heels this company has had, right?
Yeah.
Name me them. Who have been their top heels?
Kenny
Omega was a heel, but he was still a goofy, fun heel. The Young Bucks, goofy heels.
MJF?
Dastardly?
He was dastardly.
MJ, I mean, but you still like MJF.
Is Hangman still a piece of shit?
Hangman.
Hangman burning Swerve's house down.
But you know what? If you came in, if you broke into my fucking house,
yeah,
and you like were like over my kid's bed,
yeah,
I'll probably set your house on fire too.
Yeah, especially if they called you Andy at some point.
Oh God, Andy with that accent too.
I like it. We need like he's the he could be the perfect vile heel. Jay yeah. White a heel, but also like kind of dastardly.
Talk about dastardly heels.
Yeah,
Issa's here. She's dastardly. You want someone dastardly? It's Issa.
She's very dastardly. You'll never be able to set my house on fire. Try. That's what Issa says. NYC Demon Diva in the house.
Well, she's on an island. It's covered in water.
I think she's back.
Is she?
Yeah.
You know, you know,
you're back.
You know what I would do? You know what I would do to her? Do you know what my move to her would be?
Is this a Mad Men After Dark segment?
Mandible claw.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm going to mandible claw.
Don't make
her.
That sign yeah. referring to a woman.
No, 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 no. Nothing like that. No.
You know what I'm going to do to her? Just say mandible claw.
You want to know what I'll do to her?
You don't have to do that whole thing.
No, I'm sorry. I love Issa. First of all, if she's in town, I really need to get a drink with Issa because she's really the fucking best.
Issa, are you in town? Let's all get a drink. Let me and you get a drink.
And now we're all kicked off. We're all kicked off of YouTube now. Yeah. I didn't listen. I just want a mandible claw. I want a wacky finish. It wasn't anything else.
HR is gonna have a phone call with you later.
Oh my God! Look at my YouTube.
Oh no!
I'm not even kidding you.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. My page crashed.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That was a good laugh.
Yeah,
we're done.
All right, we're done. See you later. Yeah, I thought it was good that they killed him.
I also, you saw the, none of our wacky predictions happened except for Wheeler Yuta turning, but you saw the seeds planted last Wednesday where Danielson wouldn't turn around to save him,
yeah.
to help him real quick.
Yeah.
And Wheeler's kind of just like doing,
help me.
Like, help me, help me. And also Wheeler kind of like shrugging off everybody who was patting him on his back. So what's the name of this faction now?
Issa says, I'm not, but I will be when the Yankees make the World Series. I'll see you at Citi Field then, Issa.
Yeah. I think it's going to be the Guardians.
Yeah. I'll see you at Citi Field. I'll be there Thursday.
You going? Definitely.
I think so.
I looked up tickets. They're going to take a little Mets break right now.
Yeah.
I looked the cheapest seats. In the nosebleeds are $332.
Yeah, and they're probably standing room only.
You think so? These are in the 500 section. So it's like way up, dude.
I've never sat there.
Yeah. I've bought tickets there, but I've never like.
Yeah, because you do the loop-de-loop.
Yeah, I walk around. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be in.
Yeah, you'll be in that Delta?
Me and Jerry.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll pitch that dream to him.
I think so.
You think I should talk to him? I'm like, yeah. Jerry, I had a dream about George Costanza saying a really terrible thing. You want to talk about it?
Are you going with the financier?
I'm going with the financier.
Yeah, very nice, yeah. man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you
he
just
carries
going on Thursday?
Me in the building, too. You know that?
Like the PA day.
Yeah, like this.
Are you going on Thursday?
Thursday.
You're not going you're not going Wednesday. He's probably going every day.
I think Jess is going either Wednesday or Friday.
Our financier has postseason tickets. Great access.
Great access.
And you know this guy's going to be there every single day. I'm surprised he's not traveling.
He asked me if I would go with him.
Yeah.
But.
To LA?
I don't want to fucking go to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah. Nice weather out there.
That building is huge.
Yeah.
Like, and Jess is like, wow, it's so retro and big. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, because it was built many, many years ago.
Yeah. Anyway, go Mets.
They're playing tomorrow.
If they win the pennant,
yeah,
and go to the World Series, I will be a very happy.
I will be at every World Series game.
Very happy. Will you be,
I
at,
will
every
be
World
at every World Series? Not. I mean, here. Not.
Yeah.
Brian Knight says, how I would book Andrew versus Demon Diva. Andrew goes for the Claymore. Issa dodges and hits a Superman punch and follows it with a spear. 1, 2, 3, Demon. I mean, that's pretty much what happens every time we get together. She hits me in some way. And I'm like, dude, why'd you hit so hard? And I go home and I cry.
You always try to give her the rainmaker.
No, every time. I like whisper. I'm like, when you fucking leave this when you get up, I'm going to fucking
when
trip
you. Leave this earth.
I'm like, when you leave this. I try to tie her shoelaces together. She kicked me with her Jimmy Choo's right in the face. You want to know what we talk about shoes most of the time.
You're the dastardly heel.
I take my Louboutins off and I just hit her
with
them.
That is true. You do rock the red bottoms.
I do. I have Louboutins.
You do rock the red bottoms and you do rock a pair of Sabu shoes. all right. So,
yeah.
Did you enjoy the ending? Did you think it was great?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
I felt like this is a step in a new and kind of right direction. Not that AEW is floundering, but I think they lost a little steam in the last year. And these last few months you're like, whoa, yeah, this is, I haven't felt like I needed to tune into the next episode of anything for a while. And this made me want to be like, shit, I wish Dynamite was tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to see what they do next.
Yeah, Raw after a pay-per-view used to feel like that.
Yeah.
You know? I want to see where they go next. I'm assuming Mox is going to open the show on Wednesday with a giant, like, speech.
Something. Well, maybe.
Something.
Yeah. I hope that now that this, obviously it's going to shift to Darby, right? Yeah. Darby's the next guy. Maybe that's a full gear match.
Sure.
Right? The lineup for, okay, so here's the Wednesday lineup. You got Mercedes Moné versus Queen Aminata. You have Adam Cole making his return. Shelton Benjamin versus Leo Rush. John Moxley will be there. And Jay White versus Christian.
Great.
So you could see the pieces happening here. They're telling you Jay White's an important piece. Mm-hmm. Shelton is going to continue the story. Adam Cole is back. They're piecing this thing.
Yeah.
They've also made some booking changes.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Jimmy Jacobs, he's gone.
Yes. Very interesting news there. Now, how do you see the Christian stipulation stuff happening?
I don't
with
know.
Mox?
I don't.
Or are they on the same team and it's Shane?
I don't know how they'll do this. I don't know if he has that just because they didn't know what to do with it. Yeah. And maybe they're like, well, maybe when Adam comes back, Adam Copeland.
Yes.
When he comes back, he could be the spoil here or something. You know, I don't know. It's a weird thing you're dangling, and it's one of the first times that there's a distraction over the world title and who the opponent is. So does Darby win it, then Christian cashes in?
Darby win it.
Does Darby lose to Mox and Christian cashes it in?
I think Mox, because this is a fourth title reign for the guy, I think he needs to hang on to this belt for a while.
I don't know. Maybe it's a quick one.
You think it's going to be like a hot little hot potato?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I do know that it was heavily discussed that the title would be going to Darby.
Okay.
But that, you know, they changed a lot of this with Christian winning that thing and Moxley winning, you know, that number one contendership.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. This is fun stuff.
Yeah.
It very much is. We also got Zack Sabre Jr. winning the IWGP heavyweight title at King of Pro Wrestling.
Oh, hell yeah. About time.
He beat Naito. I think this was the right call.
Yeah.
Normally, the winner of the G1 would challenge at Wrestle Kingdom, but he chose to do it here.
And his next opponent is Sonata.
And the next opponent is Sonata at Royal Quest.
Yeah.
So, interesting move there. I like that.
Very cool. Does Zack Sabre Jr. show up in other promotions now with that belt?
I think he should show up in AEW with that belt, for sure.
Man, I feel like a fanboy what if would have been him and Danielson again.
Yeah,
for the IWGP title.
You could still do it, dude. Yeah,
you could still do it, but, you know.
It could possibly happen. What else do we have here? And before we go into Q&A.
We got some WWE stuff if you want to
go into it.
This was a taped Raw.
Yes, it was taped last week.
Rhea Ripley would call out Liv
and
Morgan.
And felt it. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I didn't really watch too much of it, to be honest. It did feel like a taped Raw. You could always tell. Rhea Ripley called out Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. Tiffany Stratton would come out telling Rhea that Nia Jax wanted her to stay out of her business. Liv and Raquel would end up attacking, setting up for the main event. Great tag team match main event, though.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was an okay Raw. I mean, nothing really crazy happened.
Mm-hmm. But oh, the Viking Raiders came back.
Oh yeah,
the War Raiders.
They came back as the War Raiders.
Yeah,
yeah. So thank God.
Yeah, cool stuff. Hopefully those guys stay healthy. There's NXT tonight. Stephanie Vaquer versus Ren Sinclair. Tony D'Angelo celebrates his title victory. Nikita Lyons versus Lola Vice. Halloween Havoc wheel return.
It's back. Spin the wheel. Make a deal.
We should do that again on the show.
Oh, when we did that Halloween Havoc show?
That was fun, yeah.
That was fun. Who was Jess?
Shotzi.
Jess was Shotzi. Yeah, she was a good Shotzi.
Yeah. NXT Championship, number one contenders match, Ethan Page versus Wes Lee versus Javon Evans. A gentleman's duel, Oro Mensah versus Alexis King, and you have Riley Osborne versus Ridge Holland.
Yeah.
SmackDown, you're getting best of seven, Carmella Hayes versus Andrade. Those guys, great chemistry. And Roman Reigns is advertised with Randy Orton.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Great.
You want to do some Q&A?
Let's do some Q&A, boys and girls. Actually, next week, did we do next week's card? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here, I put myself on the air.
Yeah, there you go.
That TBA, that Lost Garges match on SmackDown with TBA, that's the Motor City Machine Guns.
Yes, that is the Motor City. Yeah, so that's going to be their debut match.
They did flash them really quick on Friday. Yeah. They flashed them so quick that folks were like, is that them?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to do some Q&A right now. Get your questions ready. Shout them out in the chat room. Don't shout them out. Just write them down.
Yeah.
And if you want a super chat, we'll answer your questions first. Yeah. All right, let's see here. You know, I didn't click the link on the social.
Oh.
Clicking it right now.
All right, let's click it.
Beautiful. And it's not working.
Uh-oh.
Ah, it's just a picture of MG.
Dude, that's not...
Here we go. Glassdoor Gamer, Rico is making a run-in on the Grant WWE suit. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
$2. Thanks, bud.
Thank you. I'll take the money.
Kuro Menorico, ask Dick and Andy. A friend of mine says wrestlers being put to sleep and the opponent winning by TKO is a bad, lazy finish. I think it's a great, noble ending to a match. Who is right? I think you're right.
Wrestling is subjective, and you got to do something different. You can't do the same exact thing every time that... what would they have wanted to see? Like, I could ask 10 different people, and I could get 10 different finishes. Everybody's opinion is very different.
Exactly. Everybody's opinion is very different.
So, I can't go based on what I would do or what you would do. Did it make sense for the ending? And it made a lot of sense for the ending. That's what they came up with.
Yeah.
You know, I can't play Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, there you go. Armchair Booker.
That's me throwing a football.
Have you ever played football?
I have. Yeah. One of the worst injuries I ever got was playing football.
Were you playing
in the park here?
With no, you were doing like straight dirt football.
We were doing dirt football and it was started raining and some guy slid into me and he clipped my knee and we both fell. No. He dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah.
My knee was this big for weeks.
How old were you?
20.
Yeah.
20. Yeah, probably 20.
Yeah, big no thank you.
Yeah.
Everything Pro Wrestling asks, what do you think is the next move? What do you think the next move is after the departure of Jimmy Jacobs?
What do you think is the next move after the departure of Jimmy Jacobs? I think they're just going to add more people to creative. I there was a lot of misunderstanding. I believe it was a misquote from that Twitter Spaces, from that X Space.
Okay.
That Ibu, you know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
He said that the transcript from the first Twitter Space about Jacobs was heavily misquoted.
Interesting.
Listen, I think sometimes you run your course.
Yeah.
And he came in 2023, backup Hangman. Yeah, that's him, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I think you sometimes you're creatively great, and then you kind of stop.
Mm.
I don't know if he was creatively great. I don't know if he was creatively terrible. Apparently, he worked on the Chris Jericho stuff, which I do like, that Chris Jericho learning tree stuff. But it just didn't work. And sometimes you go in a different direction. I think Tony definitely, whatever he's doing, you need to be in a different direction. You need to go, whatever he did in 2023 did not work.
Yeah.
That was not a good time for that company at all.
Storyline-wise,
I hated it. I did not like a lot of the storyline they did. It was inconsistent. It was not a good year for that promotion. They've done a decent job this year trying to correct a lot of those.
Yeah. You also don't like the silly, and you don't like...
But I do like the silly.
Super hardcore.
No, I do like the silly. Like, MXM, that's a silly program. I'm into it.
Okay.
But I don't like it when it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And for MJF to turn into a silly best friend character, mm-hmm. He's not a dumb heel.
Right.
Why'd you make him into a stupid heel?
Not a fan of the Brotachos.
And then he turned into a stupid babyface.
Uh-huh.
He's not that either. He's highly intelligent. That, like, he's the one that gets over on people.
Mm-hmm.
I hated the Brotachos. I hate that fucking kangaroo kick.
I do love hearing how much you hate it.
I really. I'm sorry.
I know it drives you absolutely up a wall, too.
Put myself on. Did you hate the Jericho musical when they did that?
No, that was great. I thought that was great.
That was fine for the time.
I thought that was great. Yes. How do you feel about the Adam stuff with Roddy?
I thought it was dumb.
Okay.
I don't like it. Yeah. I think Roderick Strong is a serious character. I don't like him being a comedy character.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is Josh, the world's oldest frat boy.
Yeah.
Josh Coleman.
Yeah.
Can you put on Swerve's theme song and dance like Prince Nana? No. But if you want a super chat, MG, he will do it for you.
Yeah, MG, can you do it? Hold on.
You know what? Throw Josh a freebie.
Yeah, hold on. I don't even think I could get him on the camera.
Oh, no? Oh, they really locked it in. It locked him up, huh?
Yeah, he's locked up. Yeah, I can't even see him here. I can't even get him.
Wow.
All right, we got to do that on Friday.
Yeah, Friday, Josh, he'll do that Prince Nana dance for you.
Yeah.
Maggie K, both Darby or Orange Maggie. Cassidy beating Mox for the title makes me want to shove a mixer in my eyes and turn it on.
And OC beating Moxie for the title. So who do you want? Who do you want? I know that's what a lot of people are saying, right? It's going to be one of them.
Oh, God.
I don't think it should be them. You're in a rebuilding year. Yeah. You're in a major rebuilding year. Experimenting. I don't think you should start experimenting this early in the year.
This is a reach.
Yeah.
But Okada.
Yeah, Okada could be a tremendous world champion for them.
Okada, because they interrupted his match with Danielson.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. And he left pissed off.
Yeah.
So to honor the retired Danielson, Okada challenges Mox.
I think Okada needs to shift to Hangman.
Okay.
I think that should be it, because they still have, they weren't getting along during that Blood and Guts match.
Right.
So I think that would be a decent shift there.
Let's see here. The women's PWI 200 has been
released. The woman, as my father would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's see here.
We read that one.
Connor, does WWE go all in on Gunther and have him go over Cody or save it for down the line? I think Gunther goes over in the Saudi show and he gets that big casino looking belt for bragging rights.
Chandelier.
The chandelier.
Yeah. The chandelier.
What do you think? Or does Cody get that?
I think Cody would be the
big
guy
weird
to win.
Belt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the Saudis love a big heel.
I think Cody would be a big heel, the Mr. America holding that Saudi title up. So
also, oh my God. Also, it makes me giggle that whenever, was it last week that Hunter mentioned the Saudi show?
Yeah.
And the crowd just straight up booed him.
They fucking booed.
I think he took a second to just acknowledge, like, all right, I know, guys. I know.
Yeah. Hey, right. Guys, we're making $100 million a year from this. All right.
This is my job, you know? But listen.
Yeah.
The crowd will always boo that shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. New here.
New here.
Do you all go over Stardom or Marigold stuff here too?
No, not us.
No. Sorry, guys. We're not the Joshi boys.
I would love, you know what? That's a good show. The Joshi boys.
Should we start the Joshi boys?
We should.
It could be a watch along where we kind of explore
who's
the history.
Guy? Who's that gal?
Yeah. We explore the history of Joshi.
I would do that.
Because that's one thing that we're pretty unfamiliar with, I think.
That's
our loophole.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not as...
Blind spot. Yeah. That's our blind spot. And most of TNA is also kind of a blind spot.
know what? I started scrubbing it really quickly.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to catch up.
On TNA?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's good stuff. It's always good.
This is from a rare beast. Do we know what was the Danielson House of Black Tees? Creative change, Brian's health.
Oh, I don't know. What was that?
Yeah. You know, like you said,
yeah.
Stuff gets picked up, stuff gets dropped.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. I remember that. That went away really quick.
Yeah. Cadillac Carson, who do you think will beat the Young Bucks for the tag titles? My money and hope is on the Outrunners.
You could do the Outrunners. You could do FTR, and then it causes a problem with you. I think FTR and the Outrunners are going to be a program.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that happen yet. I think that's great when FTR turns.
Yeah.
Give them more wins, man, on TV
yeah.
for a while. Have them start beating other tag teams.
I think there needs to be a couple more tag teams out there.
But they're also, but part of the problem is they're generally on mm-hmm. Collision.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't tune in to Collision, you mm-hmm. know? So you're missing that. And yeah. the vibe is different on Collision. So they need to put them on Dynamite. You need to start getting more wins. Mm-hmm. Start pushing them as a major thing.
Yeah.
Them in Acclaim, them in MXM, them in the Bucks.
Top Flight.
The Top Flight. It's actually interesting. Their tag team division is very light right now.
I think Bill and the Bad Apple should be a tag team.
They should be a tag team.
Like a de facto tag team.
Yeah.
You know, like we're in the faction. We're going to go after the belts or whatever.
Yeah.
This is from Darby 13. Is the thumbnail photo correct? Did Zack Sabre Jr. finally win the IWGP title? Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
He did. He won it yesterday. Technically. Yes, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. This is from Kadir Shakur. Is Ring of Honor getting a TV deal?
I don't know anything about it. If they are, neither does anybody else.
Yeah.
Nobody's heard a word.
Big Man Dogs. I want Shad Khan to be the mystery man back. Oh, that would be so great.
And he comes out of a box.
Yeah.
Moxie brings out a big box and it's Shad.
Uh huh.
And he goes, fuck you, Tony.
Ooh.
I hate my boy.
What if it's Bobby Lashley?
He's the guy?
He's the higher power.
No, who? Imagine it's Chris Daniels, full circle.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Oh my, I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I put you it. On. Who?
Get me. So Shad Khan, so Christian comes out and says, I'm your real father, and it's Shad Khan comes out, and great. It's Christian.
Thank you.
You want to handle that reaction?
Yeah, you're muted. Thank you, though. I'm sorry.
I'm going to throw my reaction at Andrew.
And then Christian comes out, and then he says, oh, I got a surprise for you. And then it's Shad Khan. And then he's like, yeah, but the real surprise is this.
It's a TLC match.
It's the Undertaker on a motorcycle.
Here we go. Start with not. This is from Richard. Not me. I don't go by Richard. Start with not burying the Grizzled Young Vets for no reason.
Yeah, I don't know yet. I mean,
the hurricane probably did throw it off.
That did throw off the story. But
big ups to everybody in Florida. I hope you're safe.
There's another storm brewing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like a legit one, or is this you alluding to something?
No. Like a legit storm coming.
Is Mac and Me getting a TV deal?
Mac and Me is a great concept for a show,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to happen. Mac in me. Yeah. Not Mac and Me.
The Mac in Me is the Andrew's show about mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
You do a mac and cheese tour. I don't think I've ever seen you eat mac and cheese.
I'm not a big fan of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I don't love mac and cheese.
I feel like it's too sloppy for you.
I've had so much bad mac and cheese that I don't like it.
Okay.
And the good ones are so rich,
mm-hmm.
like you. He's a rich, that I no longer consume mac and cheese. I'll take a bite.
Yeah, we went to Austin for my buddy Tony's bachelor party, and we all went to like this awesome like barbecue place, and everybody got two sides, right? Okay. One of the sides was mac and cheese, and in the middle of that side, all the guys who got it were like, I can't finish this.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too thick. This is Brian Knight. Do you think Jordynne Grace going to WWE is a foregone conclusion at this moment?
That would be the best thing for her to do.
Yeah.
She would really stand out. We're seeing how much emphasis is put on the women in that company.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so. It's great stuff. And they have the ability to make some mega stars like a Rhea Ripley. I think Jordynne would be a great person in that mix.
Yeah, for sure. Do you see Brian in the 2025 Royal Rumble?
Brian who?
Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, Daniel Bryan.
No, absolutely not.
This is from Corey Michaels. Daniel Bryan was the one backing Moxley and told him to retire Bryan Danielson.
Oh, yeah. That's good, too.
Mm-hmm. It would have been cool if Regal made his return as, like, the guy. Like, the benefactor.
Sorry. My coffee ran out. Imagine it's been Regal telling him.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting to see where they go because this is very long-term storytelling.
Well, they're coming. They're going to have to explain it. And there are people that say it's not Shane. So if it's not Shane, then who is it? Who would have influence over Moxley? It's Renee Paquette and RJ City. That's who's behind this.
Or not even influence, but like who would who would convince him to turn on everything?
Someone with great influence over him.
Right.
I don't know who that is.
Do they stunt Kaz McFoley?
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
He signed a Legends deal recently.
We did it. Yeah. But that could be, I mean, if let's say it is Foley, right? It would be, I had to do it for your own good. You didn't know when to stop. I had to make sure you stop. You know, you could do something like that. I don't know.
Darby 13 says, I want Leo Rush to stay Bobby Lashley the way he used to. Leo always got a huge pop from me when he used to do that.
Yeah. I like that pairing.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those glutes.
Oh, imagine if it's Enzo.
I know someone that would be really happy.
Yeah, MG.
Yeah.
Biggest Enzo fan in the world.
Oh, God.
Was he on the air for that one?
No, it wasn't on the air. Do you know he grunts in my ear every time I say something that he doesn't like? We hear a grunt happening. It's like,
Do you know if this is from Big Man Dogs? Do you know if the rumors of the WWE Women's Mid-Cards belt are credible?
I haven't heard it personally from anybody, but people are talking about a mid-card belt. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That roster's pretty big now. They have a women's tag title. Why not have a women? Like, what would you do? A women's United States Championship?
Yeah, I feel like they'd have to call it something else.
A women's IC title?
Yeah, why not? I think the IC title would be, like, the way to go.
Yeah.
I would put that on Chelsea Green immediately.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's great. She's fantastic.
Oh, that's a good idea. Big Man Dog says, as long as it's not Josh Barnett. You
know that, but that would make sense, right? Yeah. Josh Barnett would make sense to some extent. I don't know if it's him because nobody would know.
Right, right.
Like, you're catering to a very niche audience that knows exactly who that guy is.
Yeah.
Kenny?
Imagine if it's Kenny Omega.
I mean, they could do something like that where it's Kenny and he's like, I don't know. I'm very curious about this because it could go in so many different ways and it could become a travesty if it's not done right.
I think I love the fact that we're both so into this.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the best part about pro wrestling. Listen, like when you get something like this and you're kind of like, oh, it's the oh shit factor. You know, it keeps you tuned in.
Yeah.
Antonio says New Japan should be behind the whole Mox stuff as payback for taking all their stars.
That would be really funny too. Yeah.
That would be funny.
Yeah. Is that it? We're done?
I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Guys, that's it for this week. Love each and every one of you. You can follow Rich on X, BTC Rich. You can follow me at Andrew Zarian. I'll be back on Friday with Rich. You want more Rich and Andrew? Tune in Friday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. YouTube.com/MattMenPodcast. Also hit the subscribe button here and over there. And we'll be back next week.
Let's go, Mets.
See you all next time.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
I get it. The cost of rent, groceries, and utilities is too high. So here's what we're going to do about it. We will lower housing costs by building more homes and crack down on landlords who are charging too much. We will lower your food and grocery bills by going after price gougers who are keeping the cost of everyday goods too high. You work hard for your paycheck. You should get to keep more of it. As president, I'll make that my priority.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.